Hi, I'm Paul Party. I'm a content publishing manager here with Microsoft, and I'm here with Jerry O'Brien, and we're talking about the top 20 C# questions, and we're going to provide you some answers to those questions. We're going to look at right now how to parse XML files. So this is a common need, a common theme. XML files are little data islands, and we want to show you how to parse those and how to get the data out of those data islands. So what we're going to do is I'm going to walk you through some code here in just a moment, but I want to explain a little bit of what we're going to be showing you and talk a little bit about what it means to parse an XML file. So an XML file is just a text file that contains elements, and within those elements there's data. And what we want to do is walk the element tree. You can think of XML as essentially a tree structure that has parents and children, and you walk that tree structure, and then you extract the data out of the elements within that structure. So if we look at the slide, we can kind of talk through each of these bullets. So the first thing that we're going to need to do is use some embedded .NET framework classes and methods. The nice thing about the .NET framework is that it does provide you some really nice tools so that you can work natively with XML. I mean, the obvious old way of doing it is just pull it apart as a text file, and then you have to do a lot of string searches, and that's a very messy and not elegant way to do it. But thankfully, the .NET framework provides you with some nice tools so that you don't have to do that kind of rough work. Then we're going to use part of the .NET framework's XML tool set, the XML reader, to parse the text strings, and we're actually going to build a string using the XML reader. And for our example, as you'll see, we're going to have elements and attributes of those elements so that we can show you how to read both. And I'll explain what those are in just a moment. All right, and then we're going to use the XML reader methods to pull the data out. So let's take a look at a sample, a demo, and I will walk you through how this works. So the first thing we're going to do in our demo is to create a string, and that string is going to be just essentially an XML file. We're going to create it in memory. Obviously, you can have XML files that live on your computer or on the internet somewhere, and you can pull those XML files in and parse them in exactly the same way. But for the purposes of the demo, we're just going to create one in memory. We're going to create a string that's an XML file. Now you can see here we have elements. This would be a book element. This would be the title element and the author element. And on the book element, we have attributes. So for example, we're saying this book is in the genre autobiography. So these are attributes that we're going to be able to read in our code. Okay? So we're going to create the string, an XML file, and then we're going to parse that string in this method. We're going to pull it apart using the .NET framework's XML features. So I'm going to go to the definition for this method. As we get into the method, the first thing we're going to do is create an instance of a string builder class. We're going to call that output, and this is just where we're going to store the data for our as we're pulling out the XML. We're going to create a string, and then we're going to output that to a console window. All right, so that's what we do in this first line. And then we're going to use the XML reader class, and we're going to create a new XML reader class passing in the XML string that we created above. Okay. This first line is going to read to the first element. So we're going to read to the element called book. The read to following means just find the first element in our XML file that's called book. And then within that element, we're going to move to the first attribute. So remember, as we go back up to the string, if we find the book element, we want to read whatever that first attribute is, which is going to be genre. So it'll be autobiography is what we're going to pull out. Now, we could look for the specific attribute, but we're going to just go to the first one and pull that out. Okay? Oops, I went to the wrong place. Let me go back to the method. So then we're going to fill a string genre with that value. We already know what it's going to be, but we're going to fill it in code with the whatever that genre is, and then we're going to output that to the console window here. Then we're going to go to the next element, which is the title element, and we're going to again append whatever the value of that title element is to this string. Content of the title element is whatever that value is, and that's what we'll show on the console window. So let me run this for you, and I'll show you what it looks like. So you can see here the genre value is autobiography, which we saw in the code. That was the attribute of that book element. And the content of the title element is the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. So if we go back to the code, you can see that in the string that we created here. So we have the book element, genre is autobiography, and the title is the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. Now you can walk through the entire tree using the same methods, and you can pull out all the data. You can stick them in strings, and then you can do other things with them. That's essentially how you would walk through an XML file. There are other ways to extract data out of XML files. This is the simplest, and we encourage you to explore actually all the methods that the .NET framework provides for working with XML files. You can actually serialize XML files into classes, or you can walk through them manually and pull the data out as you need it. But the .NET framework provides a lot of tools that make it easy to crawl and extract data from XML files. So in summary, when you have an XML file, what you're going to do is essentially pull the data out using .NET framework classes. We used the reader class to show you how to do that. You can crawl elements as well as attributes and pull the data out of each of those. And that will give you an easy way to work with XML file and data islands like XML files. And that provides you a nice, succinct way of dealing with that data.